Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or your computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel so supported in the creation and distribution of my show. Spotify for Podcasters hosts masterclasses, office hours, and more to help creators develop and fine-tune their skills. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Have you ever tried to write a bio for yourself, like on a website or something? It's really hard to describe yourself in like a nutshell. And so, you know, if there are bits and pieces of your story that you feel like still need work, that's okay. You don't have to, you know, lay it all out on the line right now. But I think to some degree, like once you just start writing it or talking it or talking to a friend, it makes all the stuff that you've been through make a lot more sense. I think it's important to kind of like write your story. And when you share what's going on in your heart, the good, the bad, the ugly, it just makes life so much easier. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to or back to the show. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. I am currently, let me just kind of paint this picture for you guys. I hope that the sound is okay because I'm recording from my hotel room in Denver. It is currently 9 p.m. on Wednesday night. So this is a very fresh, like hot off the press type episode. I'm laying literally with my legs up a wall to help me de-bloat from this day, crazy day that I've had. For some reason, the episode that I was going to have go live just really wasn't working for me. So I just really didn't like the content. I just decided to scrap it. And I was like, you know what? This just doesn't feel like authentic and genuine to me and like where I'm at in my life right now. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to record a fresh episode for you guys. And that's going to be that. So I brought my mic set up with me. I guess, hold on, let me backtrack for you guys really quick. I am at Podcast Movement in Denver, Colorado. And then I just did a week in Southern California. So I'm on day 14, I think. No, it's not quite 14 yet. Day 7, 8, 9, 10. Day 10 of being away. And you like after a week of being gone, you start to miss your home. By 10 days, you're like, okay, I'm like ready to just be home. And I literally love where I live. I'm like addicted to my condo now because it's like so cute and so cozy. And I'm really starting to miss home. Like I miss my friends, I miss my bed, but I'm having like literally the best time here at Podcast Movement. So I hosted a breakout session on Tuesday night. So that was yesterday at 5 p.m. So Tuesday, 5 p.m. I hosted a breakout session all about using your story as your best marketing tool and how that can help you build a community. And first and foremost, I just wanted to thank you guys for inspiring me to host that session because without you, I literally would be nothing. So thank you. And the community that you guys have built around 80/20 sparked the inspiration for that episode or for that breakout session. So thank you guys for that. And then secondly, I just wanted to, this is just going to kind of be like a mini episode, but I have had so many conversations with the most incredible people at this event. Like, I am so, so happy that I am here, and like the networking is so cool. But I think the coolest part is meeting people in this industry that have big dreams, big goals, big aspirations, but just haven't found their voice yet. This conference is kind of packed full with people in the industry. So we've got advertisers, we've got people from networks, we've got podcast hosts, you know, people on networks, people who are independent. And it's been so eye-opening for me. Just I've never been in a space with so many people in my industry all at once. So I would say that if you have a passion, nothing is more inspiring than being surrounded with people who have similar passions to you. So first and foremost, no matter what you're going for in life, find people who have similar passions, because they will help fuel you and help drive you. And I cannot wait to go home and just like keep pushing like pedal to the metal on the show and just keep creating content, inspiring you guys. And like, I just know that there's so much more that is to come on this podcast and the show. I just know that there's so much more to come with the whole 80-20 brand, and podcast movement has definitely helped to inspire that for me. But secondly, I've met tons and tons of people that are just starting their podcast or are in the industry and just have more to share. And so this episode is specifically for people who kind of feel like they have a story to tell, but just don't know how to tell it. And essentially that was the topic of my breakout session, was kind of like how to find your voice and how to create a community around it. After I hosted that breakout session, I've had so many conversations with people who kind of are hitting the same pain point. And I know that there are people listening that are either they want to start a podcast or they have a story to tell and they just don't know how to tell it. So if that's you, this episode is for you. I had a woman come up to me and say that she's afraid to tell her story because she's worried about the backlash, the feedback. And that is essentially the reason why people hide bits and pieces of themselves, because they are afraid of what people will say. This person told me that they have a coaching business and they're worried that bits and pieces of their story will be misconstrued, especially if they start pitching this coaching business to more corporate companies, more people that are kind of like, you know, you think how like you go into a job interview and it's like rigid and structured and like all corporate-y and like businessy, and obviously, if you guys know me, you know that that's not how I roll. I was literally walking around in jeans and a t-shirt this entire conference, and everyone was like in suits and, you know, these cute little like business snappy cash outfits. And that's just not how I roll. I think for me, it's kind of a non-negotiable that I dress and present myself in the way that I see most fit. And for me, that's like not a blazer, you know? Okay. I wore a blue blazer for my talk, but I also wore jeans on the bottom and I wore my Nike tennis shoes, and that's just kind of how I roll. And I'm totally going off on a tangent here, but when you fully show up as your most authentic self, and when you share your story on the most vulnerable level, people will listen. And that was kind of my thesis at this convention. And then I've sat in on so many conversations and breakout sessions and keynotes, and there's been an underlying theme that when you speak your truth, when you share your story, people listen. I was in a conversation today with a couple people who do podcasts for brands. And so basically say like, you know, a mattress company wants to host a podcast. They'll come to this podcast network and say, hey, we want to make a podcast, and they'll find a host for them. They'll find, you know, just kind of figure out like the content of the show. It was really, really cool hearing how they add a personal component to a brand story. And it was really cool hearing how no matter if you're a person or a brand or a company, like everyone wants to know the story behind why you're doing what you're doing. And the best pieces of content are the ones where you share exactly what you want to share and just kind of lay it all out on the line. And real, raw vulnerability takes guts. And it is terrifying to stand up there and share your story. And I just feel so compelled to get on the mic today and tell you guys that the minute that you decide to share exactly what's on your heart and share what you've been through, you will make the most authentic connections, the best friendships, the coolest relationships ever in your entire life, because you are fully being yourself. This episode is brought to you by AG1. It's safe to say that I have been a busy girl this week. I've been traveling. I've been on the go. I've been, we'll use this term loosely, girl bossing. Do people still say that? I don't even know. So regardless of what's going on in my life, there is one habit that I do not skip, and that is drinking AG1 every single day. AG1 is the daily foundational nutritional supplement that supports whole body health. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits. I always feel like my gut and my mood are more supported. I feel like I've got boosted energy and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails when I take my AG1. Right now I've been on the go, so I've been using my single serving AG1 travel packs to make sure that I never miss a day. I just open up the packet, mix the powder into ice cold water, I shake it, and I drink it. And it's really just that easy. It's the healthiest thing I can do for myself in under a minute, and it just makes me feel really good. If you want to take ownership over your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/8020. Again, that's drinkag1.com/8020. Check it out.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
This is the sound of your engine getting clean. Because BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate clean deep in your engine as you drive, helping your car run better to take you farther. Fuel a cleaner engine with BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate at a station near you. Optimizes your engine's performance from the harmful effects of deposits caused by minimum detergent fuels. Requires continuous use. Results depend on what you drive and how you drive. Comparison made for fuels with the same ethanol content.
I had a really cool opportunity to spend time with a gal who is kind of like workshopping her story to some degree. So I think that this element's important too. So just bear with me. But have you ever tried to write a bio for yourself? Like on a website or something, it's really hard to describe yourself in like a nutshell. And so, you know, if there are bits and pieces of your story that you feel like still need work, that's okay. You don't have to, you know, lay it all out on the line right now. But I think to some degree, like once you just start writing it or talking it or talking to a friend, it makes all the stuff that you've been through make a lot more sense. I think that everyone should kind of chronicle their life to some degree. So whether it's, you know, video diaries or a journal or a podcast or even just content that you'll be the only one who will ever see it. I think it's important to kind of like write your story. And when you share what's going on in your heart, the good, the bad, the ugly, it just makes life so much easier. So if you're listening to this episode today and you have things that you want to share, whether it's things that you want to share one-on-one with a friend, or if you've ever wanted to start a podcast, or if you've ever wanted to write a book, or whatever this creative project that you feel like you just really can't get over that pain point of like, what if people judge me? I want you to spin it like this. Instead of what if people judge me, turn it into what if people are inspired by me? What if people relate to me? What if my struggles help someone else survive? Everyone has a story to tell. No one is you. That is your power. That is your unique asset to the world. So that is what I'm going to leave you guys with today. This was short. This was sweet. This was just like a little like nugget of inspiration. And I hope that it hit home for you. If it did, I want to see your story. I want to hear your story. I want you to tell me all about the things that you're creating and the things that you're doing. So be sure to join the 8020 group chat. That is where I connect with so many of you. We have a little community going on in there. Also, don't be shy. Follow me on Instagram. Tag me if you listen to this episode and you enjoyed it. You can tag at Lily Rayco, or you can tag at 8020pod, 8020pod. Both of those will be linked in the show notes. And just get excited for lots of really cool content coming in the fall season. I am feeling so inspired and just so much, there's just so much like good energy and like good buzzing going on over at Podcast Movement. So I'm super pumped about it. And if you guys didn't attend this year's Podcast Movement, You guys should try to come next time if you're ever interested in like the creative space, podcasting, anything like that. I have never been in a room with so many like cool and creative people all at one time. And every single person that I've talked to has the most incredible story. And I love the networking and I love spending time with everyone else in this industry. So I encourage you to find people in your space, because it's really empowering and helpful to just hear like just to hear different perspectives and different ideas. And it's the coolest thing ever. So that is that. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please be sure to give it a 5-star rate and review. That just helps more people find and listen to the show. I love you guys lots. Have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you very, very soon.